What up? Welcome back to She Gets It Pod. My name is Shan. I am the host, the creator. You can find me at Shan B. Podden on all social media and at shanbpodden.com. Y'all see the topic? That ain't my job attitude because it's a lot of that shit going around. Okay, so let me vent first because I did this episode prior to me having this experience, but this shit goes into what the fuck I'm about to talk about. So I'm not a fast food type person where I'm just like fast food. I would rather plan what I'm cooking and then cook it. So it was like, what was it? It was a Friday and my day at work has been like super busy, and I'm peopled out, right? And my oldest was like, let's go to Walgreens, go get something. Whatever, girl. We'll go to Walgreens. I have pictures to pick up. Cool. Go to Walgreens. By the time I got back into the truck, I was like, I don't really feel like going home to cook this chicken that I seasoned, right? So I was like, let me just go to Cookout and get a burger. Now, I have only been to Cookout once before with the girls, and I do not like their customer service. Their food to me is not really all that great, but I just wanted a burger. I did not want to go to McDonald's. I hate Wendy's burgers, and that was like the closest thing. I didn't want to go to Chick-fil-A. So I was just like, okay, let me just go to Cookout. In my mind, all I wanted was burger and a large fry, right? And I was going to get the same thing for Anya. Went through the drive-thru, ordered 2 steak burgers, a large fry, that's it, right? No combo, no nothing. I don't really give a fuck about the drink because I don't drink soda. I said I wanted fries. They said, do you want fries with that? I said, yes, 3 times. Get to the window. The receipt says 2 steak burgers and 2 large fries, right? The girl at the window saying, oh, you know that's a tray, right? I said, what is a tray? Well, you could order a burger and it comes with 2 sides and a drink. I said, okay, fine. Make the drinks, lemonade, add nuggets to the side of the fries and the burger. Fast forward, she gave me the drinks. Cool. Don't taste like lemonade, but fuck it. Then she gives me the burgers in separate containers, and I'm shaking it. Don't feel like fries is in this hoe. So I open one of them. All I see is fucking nuggets. Where's the fries? Oh, I thought you said you wanted a side and you wanted to be fries. Bitch, the receipt says 2 large fries highlighted in black with 2 steak burgers. You said that there's a second side that I could put with that. Did you not? And I had to relax because it's teenagers. It's all teenagers through this bitch, right? My issue is these teenagers don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck but how they do it. They don't give a fuck about when they do it. They don't give a fuck about getting it right. They don't give a fuck about reading, okay? And it's showing to the point where even if I don't want to cook, I'd rather cook than to deal with people's bullshit. Because if I'm paying for something, all you have to do is get it right, ho. It's not coming out of your refrigerator. It's just read it right, tell it to the next person so they can get it done, pass it to me, right? And this is why that ain't my job attitude sucks for everybody, okay? And that's what I'm talking about. There's so many of us who want to know why people are so fucked up, right? You would think people would care. You would think people would consider other people, but they don't. They just don't. Okay? We are in 2025. People are busier than ever. We understand that. Everybody has some shit on their plate that they don't want on their plate, but they're dealing, right? We all have things going on, things we hate, things we love. And I think we know that it's going to take some balance, right? And sometimes life comes with surprises we don't want and we did not plan for. And life right now is created and stacked together by all of this shit. Things we need, things we don't want, things we just doing. When everybody's plate is filled to capacity, that empathy is at an all-time low. It's limited to nothing. Okay? People are living to work and still drowning in their responsibilities. They feel hopeless. They're miserable. They have a nasty-ass attitude. And that right there, the engine of that ain't my job attitude, is fueled by busy, overworked, high-pressured, unappreciated people. Right? And maybe them teenagers is up in there working and feeling unappreciated. That's not where they want to be on a Friday. But you are here. Okay? You are here. Somebody is paying for food that they would like to cook on their own. But for whatever reason, because of the day that they had or the night, they'd rather buy that hoe. Why can't you get it right? You're a kid. Like, to me, you can't get grace because somebody else didn't get grace. And that's why people are shit to each other. Nobody's giving them a break, so you don't get a break. You get ignored and shitted on because other people that are ignoring and shitting on you got ignored and shitted on. It's very tit for tat outside. No one helped them, so they don't want to help you. Your kids struggle in school because as parents, you're too fucking busy. Teachers are underpaid and the government doesn't give a fuck. You see how all of that shit is trickling down to the ending result? So it's kind of like nobody wants to take accountability for what they could have done better. If the blame is put off on somebody else. And then that blame is put off on somebody else. And then the ending result is we're all fucked. We're all fucked. And that is the point of this. The point is not for me to tell people to just be better, but it's also, this is going to be a snowball effect of people not wanting to be better and people wanting somebody else to do it. Somebody else fix it, because I'm not going to fix it. I'm going to be shitty just like the rest of these people that's being shitty. Well, we just going to be shit. Okay? Companies are in a pathway of using machines because they said, fuck it. How many machines or ChatGPT systems do we need? How much do they cost to keep running and keep working so we can lay off humans because they come with too much extra, extra? What's the extra, extra? The extra, extra is pension. The extra, extra is retirement. The extra extra is they need off days because they're sick. They need more benefits because they have to get such and such surgery because they have human bodies with human needs who can't just be on go all the fucking time. But a machine can. A machine can. So that's why I'm not really surprised by all of these companies using machines, using data, training computers to do humans' jobs because They're more focused on the money side. They're not focused on how will humans in America feed their families if we just use machines to run it all. They don't give a fuck. They already got paid. They already getting paid. Their children already set. Fuck you, right? So that's the I don't care attitude that companies have. That's why I don't care. I'll work in corporate, but I'm not aloof to the fact that I'm a fucking employee number. And there's so many people behind me that can do the job that I do. The job that I do is not hard. The job that I do requires you to know basic math, know how to multiply, know how to divide, know how to comprehend what you read. That's it. That's it. I didn't have to get a bachelor's degree to do that shit. But a lot of companies have this hierarchy feel of making people feel like I got to get this degree so I could get this good job. Fuck this idea of a good job. Every fucking job out here sucks dick. I'm telling you, there's something dicky about every job that where people work. Some people are just good at swallowing the dick shit. Yeah, some people are just good at swallowing the dick shit, okay? Maybe after work, they get a drink. Maybe after work, they go smoke some blunts. I just wanted to let you know that I do appreciate you for listening to today's podcast. Indie podcasting isn't easy. It's not an easy thing to do. But if you remain consistent and you know what the purpose of your show is, it can be enjoyable. Trust me. And I may not have a network, but I do have a team. I have a pod fam. And it's just a group of collective podcasters that are in podcasting for different reasons. We all have different podcasts and we talk, we critique, we give feedback, we support each other. And that's good enough for me. And I support other creators that also podcast, not just me. Hence, Shambi Podden is my name. I support podcasters. On my page, you might find me repost other podcasters because I support people who have created something fresh, something new, a different approach that always doesn't have to be what the masses are doing. And I like to see them grow. And if I find something interesting, I like to clip it and I like to repost it so someone can be like, okay, let me check this out. Well, let me go see what this is about because I want to hear the whole episode. That's how I support. I let people know. I share links. Okay? So listening to today's show should leave you with better thoughts, whether it was She Gets It Pod, Cozy Womb, Creator, So What Page We On Bid, The Real Relationship Rapport, Wear It Right with Shan, Call Me When You Get Off, which is Gigi's pod, Loud Mouth Stereo, which is discontinued but is still available. If you need more about what I do, try me at shambipodden.com. I appreciate you. On there, you can find books. You can find other things that I'm into, my media kit. You can also find all of the podcasts having their own pages, and Thick Grits and Pods, which is a monthly blog that I put collective thoughts on just to encourage podcasters, keep it fresh, and keep you goal-oriented throughout the seasons. But I appreciate you so much for checking out this podcast. I'm going to get back into it. I apologize for interrupting. All right. Maybe after work, they go hang around their favorite people and decompress. Maybe after work, they get lost and do something by themselves. Or they take a lot of days off, or they take nice vacations. But there's dicky shit everywhere. That's why I'm not really excited about this idea of looking for a better job, because it's new bullshit in that other job. Because people are just at a point where they don't give a fuck. They want the job that's paying more, but they don't want to do the work. Why? Because they have a I don't care attitude about every fucking thing. But they want to say what their salary should be. If you want to say what your salary should be and you think it should be high as fuck, that comes with a lot of things. That comes with pressure. That comes with a political blame game in the work. And I don't care what you're in. I don't care what you do. You could be an engineer. You could be an analyst. You can be in construction. You can own your own company. It comes with its own type of bullshit. And you have to be willing to deal with whatever that is. And a lot of people think they are willing to deal with it, but a lot of people aren't. And it's nasty long hours when you're at the top of your business. It's nasty long hours when you're an entrepreneur, when you're grinding to make sure your dollars make sense at the end of the year and for your family and your people. It's ashy hand shit going on to make that guap thick, okay? But you're not going to grind like you need to grind with an attitude that you don't give a fuck or that ain't my job. A lot of this shit ain't nobody's job. But in order for a lot of this shit to get done, y'all have to have integrity. Y'all have to have a engine pushing within you to get it done. If you know the next person just going to take this account and fuck it up, do your best for this account so it's not fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can be in accounts every day at work, and I could see the last person that could have did more that did less because they don't give a fuck. I can listen to what the last person said to somebody knowing it's the wrong information and they go to talk to four other people and get them run around. I'm the type of person, regardless of what the response is, whether it's going to make you happy or sad, I'm going to tell you. Because I want to cut through the bullshit. A lot of people don't cut through the bullshit. I cut through the bullshit. So that's work, right? When it comes to people in these relationships, whether it's a friendship or romantic ship, a lot of men and women are reluctant to give a fuck about people because the times that they did care about people, the appreciation was not there and people made them look like fools. So now the care is less. The empathy is less. The sensitivity is less. The patience is less. So you just have a lot of people outside with this rah, rah, rah attitude who are looking for a quick fix, a quick fuck, somebody that's head over heels for them, but they just like them a little bit. Like, nobody wants to really show their true feelings outside. And it's rare that you meet somebody who doesn't keep their guard up. Now, it's okay for you to have a guard up at first, but a lot of people ain't putting that guard down for nothing. A lot of people not opening up to you for nothing. A lot of people are ruining their chances of a good person because they too scared to put the walls down, right? And eventually, you have to get to a point where you're ready and another person is ready. And by happenstance, y'all meet. By divine intervention, y'all meet. Somebody invited you to come outside and you end up meeting the person that is slightly open, but would be open for the right person. The right person might be you. But you're not going to find that with a I don't give a fuck attitude. You're not going to find that with my feelings is tossed and put away. I'm not using them. Ain't no use for them out here. I ain't looking for nobody. Ain't nobody looking for me. And I can say that because I had it. You know what I'm saying? I had a I don't give a fuck attitude about people for a very long time because it was just easier to maneuver through shit. But sometimes what's easier to maneuver through is lackluster when you could be doing this. With
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Someone that you actually enjoy and actually want to be around, right? But this I don't give a fuck attitude is not helping anybody. This that ain't my job attitude is not helping anybody. And my point is, the fix is people have to be willing to be better despite the next person that is miserable and hurt. A bunch of people who don't give a fuck is not going to help society push forward in any good way. Not for kids, not for teens, not for 20-year-olds, not for 30-year-olds, not for 40-year-olds, and definitely not for your parents. Because ain't nobody giving anyone grace, which is why everybody's so fucking selfish and individualistic about wants and needs. We will go down in flames being fucking selfish, and that's my point. I understand why people lack empathy, but I'm just saying, you continuing to move around this world and not have empathy for other people and give people grace and not move in integrity, you're limiting yourself more than you're helping yourself. Because whether or not you own your own company and you get money by yourself, you're going to need somebody to be able to do that thing for you so you can spend the money that you work for or you made. You're going to need somebody to, can you do that transaction today so I can get the fuck on with my plans that I want to do? So you can't act like the world is revolving only because you doing shit. Because you need other people to do their shit so you can do what the fuck you want to do also. So I say this to say, please. I know some things are not your job, but if you know how to fix it or make it work or do it so it can get done, just do it. Just do it. You're not the only person out here with fucking problems. You're not the only person out here with a full plate. You're not the only person out here with annoying family members. You're not the only person out here who's tired. You're not the only person out here who doesn't feel appreciated. But fuck, if you work at a job or you work in an environment where you have to deal with people and they're spending their money or they're spending your time on a fucking service, do it correctly or please go the fuck home. Just go home. That's what I wanted to say. That's all I wanted to say. And yes, it's February 12th. Lover's Day is in 2 days. Love on yourself if you're single. I want to hear nothing about couples doing what, doing this, and oh, how you wish you had. Fuck it. Love on yourself. Buy you something nice. Take yourself out. Okay? Valentine's Day shit. Been out since January 1st. Okay? That is not the only day you are allowed to show love to yourself or someone else. A lot of y'all ain't never sent y'all person a fucking care package just because they got sick this week and you can't be around. Try that. Try loving on all the other days except Valentine's Day. Because who told you only Valentine's Day is when you can show up for somebody? And if you ain't got no fucking Valentine's, I'm sure you got good friends who you care about and who have been good for you and who have showed up. Show up for them. Send them something nice. Drop some food off at their house. Okay? Shit is high and pricey. You know? Get your spouse some new tires for their vehicle. Fix their brakes. Fix that light in that closet that they've been asking you about for the last 3 months. Y'all think so small. Okay? Shit is bigger than that. Shit can be better than what y'all are making it be. Fuck society rules. Do you? My name is Shan. This is Shan B. Podden. You can find me at shanbpodden.com. She gets a pod. I appreciate you. And yeah, all that shit. Don't forget, if you need table topics, want to question your person or your people, go to tabletopics.com. Use my code ShanBPodden for 15% off. I think it's 20% off of your order. And yeah, do that shit. Bye.